Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. During the recent winter months, many Delawareans have seen a sharp increase in their energy bills, increases large enough to prompt Governor Matt Meyer and lawmakers to seek ways to help ease the burden those bills are creating. But more sticker shock could be on the way, this time from your water bill, as water utilities seek rate increases to recover some of the costs needed to filter so-called forever chemicals known as PFAS out of your drinking water. This week, contributor John Hurdle dives into what these water rate increases could look like, and if some of the efforts to rein in energy costs could also help your water bill. That's all in his latest piece, available at DelawarePublic.org. And John joined me earlier this week to discuss what he found. So, John, these water utilities rate requests are largely an effort for them to cover PFAS mitigation efforts. And this is something you reported on a couple of years ago for us. What do these utilities need to do and why?
Well, what's underlying this is a whole new set of regulations that come out of the EPA. And back in 2023, EPA finalized the first set of national regulations on the presence of PFAS, the so-called forever chemicals, in drinking water. And the standards that the EPA set were actually much stricter than any that had been proposed by Delaware or a number of other states that had their own regulations up until that point. And so this means that water utilities are required to ensure that the water that they supply to their customers, the content of two particular commonly found PFAS chemicals, it does not exceed those very strict EPA levels. In order to do that, they have to install filtration equipment.
And these are pricey upgrades, correct? Can you give us an example of what a utility is spending to make these kind of changes to meet these new requirements?
Well, indeed. One of the Delaware water utilities is Veolia. They have about 100,000 customers in the Bear and Newcastle areas. And they're proposing to spend about $42 million on a new building that would house PFAS filtration equipment. And that is a major component of a rate case that Veolia filed with the PSC back in January, and the PSC, of course, the Public Service Commission, is in the process of evaluating that application now, that $42 million is part of a larger package of $62 million in what Veolia calls customer improvements that underlie that rate case, which is now before the PSC.
And the rate changes we're talking about are kind of eye-opening. Can you give us a sense of what customers could see across the state if Veolia and others get the kind of request that they're asking for?
Well, indeed. So Veolia's request would result in a monthly rise of $19.19 in the water rates paid by the average consumer, and that would be an increase of about 43%. There's another utility called Tidewater, which has got about 60,000 Delaware customers. PSC recently approved an increase in their rates of 26%. And Artesian, which has about 90,000 Delaware customers, they're expected to file for a rate increase later this year, partly to pay for for the installation of PFAS filtration here. We should just note that PSC, of course, regulates investor-owned utilities. It does not regulate municipal utilities.
Which brings me to my next question: is that even though the PSC doesn't have power over the rates of municipalities like Wilmington, this whole situation will likely affect those municipal water rates as well. Correct?
Well, indeed. I asked Wilmington what plans they have for for installing PFAS equipment, and whether that was going to result in higher rates for the consumers. Well, Wilmington they're not willing to say anything like that yet, but they did say that they are in the process of working through their capital budget, which will include an element of new PFAS technology.
So how much does the uncertainty over the availability of federal infrastructure funding play a role in this? And could the Trump administration roll back the PFAS regulations, maybe making some of this unnecessary? It seems like there's an element of uncertainty in a variety of ways here.
Well, of course, we don't know. But what is very clear is that the Trump administration is very much anti-regulation, and it's doing whatever it can to reduce what it sees as the amount of bureaucracy, the number of federal rules, and it may be that it's going to roll back its these EPA PFAS regulations. I mean, as we've been discussing, I mean, they are obviously very expensive for utilities of any kind. And perhaps the Trump administration will roll back those rules because of that. But we just don't know. I mean, the other aspect of this is that there's a possibility that federal funding will be cut. That has helped some utilities install PFAS-related equipment. I mean, one example is that Newark, some time ago, installed PFAS equipment, and that using federal funding that was administered by the state. And so it may be that there won't be any more of that coming. But as I said, we just don't know yet.
John, state lawmakers are working on legislation to address the spike in energy bills this winter, including one that addresses how the Public Service Commission considers rate increases. Can you tell us what that PSC-related bill will do if it's passed, and would it apply to water rate increases?
Yes, it would apply to water rate increases and other kinds of utilities, gas and electricity. And what it would do is require the PSC to use a standard called prudence in its evaluation of rate cases. And what that would mean is that it would require the PSC to take into account the impact of a proposed rate rise on consumers. Now, that would replace the its current business standard, so-called, which actually prevents the PSC from denying a proposed rate increase that would result in higher costs to the utilities. Delaware is one of only two states in the country that uses the business standard. And what the bill is proposing is that it operates on a different basis, which takes into account, as we said, the impact on consumers.
So really what they're saying is that right now the PSC just looks at what the particular utility says, what it needs, and do the numbers kind of add up. This new way would say, yeah, look at that, but also how much pain is this going to inflict on the consumer who has to pay it?
Well, that is certainly the case, and that argument has been made by various lawmakers to the PSC.
So, John, is there a sense of how likely these rate increases are to happen? And I guess, could the current attention to energy bills perhaps change the environment enough to maybe see some kind of compromise on these water rate increases? For instance, utilities get something, but not as much.
It's possible. In 2023, PSC approved smaller increases than had been sought by Veolia and Artesian. So it's possible that PSC going forward will take a harder look at rate rise applications. And of course, the other possibility looking forward here is that this Senate Bill 59 that we were just discussing will become law, in which case that will require the PSC to pay more attention to the impact of rate rises on consumers.
So there's a little bit of a timing element here. If that bill passes quickly, it could change the landscape very quickly. If it takes some time, there may be a period of time where PSE is working under the current standard before it moves to that standard. It'll be interesting to keep an eye on that.
Indeed.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time on The Green this week. John's piece on looming increases to water bills in Delaware is available at DelawarePublic.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Arts Playlist, where we learn about an Opera Delaware performance celebrating the music and stories of Asian American women. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.